The most revered and beloved of times tend to come in the maturity boom season, as in 1942 to 1968, especially the happy days of the 1950s and early 1960s before the Cuban Missile Crisis. This period represents the crescendo of technological progress that now moves fully into the mainstream economy, benefiting everyday people and workers much more than the rich and innovative. This is a time when the economy is less volatile and the world is most at peace. The greatest benefits actually emerge from the ashes of the shakeout season or depression. But wars like World War II often usher in this season, which generates the most broad-based progress in the 80-year new economy cycle. The larger business corporations that survived the shakeout have greater economies of scale and are forced to innovate to the extreme just to survive. That brings not just lower prices for the new technologies, but the mainstream applications of broader new organizational models like the new corporate model at GM by Alfred Sloan in the 1920s that decentralized product decisions and profitability while centralizing large-scale internal functions. In the 1950s, that model was decentralized even further by leaders like General Electric and spread to most corporations, not just the innovators, in the 1920s and 1930s. New technologies create rising productivity in the growth boom season, but organizational innovations and new infrastructures from the government in the shakeout season create the basis for extended productivity in the maturity boom season. Businesses need to recognize it is not just the attributes of strong market dominance and financial liquidity that will be necessary in the coming economic seasons. Organizational innovations that increasingly allow bottom-up decision-making to create customized products and services at lower cost will be the key to growth in the shakeout season ahead and the next maturity boom season to come from 2023 into 2036 and beyond. We are in the midst of a commodity bubble that is rivaling that of the 1970s, even when adjusted for inflation. Oil prices are likely to reach $180 plus.